Welcome to the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America with Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett. Take it away, boys.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews coming with you at you today as we're looking at the next stop on the PGA Tour, which happens to be overseas, as everybody's playing the Zozo Championship. Everybody that wants to, I guess, or got into it. We'll also give you an update on what's happening in the LIV Tour, because Phil Mickelson's talking some more. They got another tournament coming up, and that just keeps spinning and spinning and spinning. And we'll talk about a little bit of golf travel, because yours truly just spent a little bit of time in West Texas at the Lajitas Resort and had a great time out there. And I recommend, if anybody's out there that you want to go get to an exotic, out of the way place, this is as out of the way as you're going to get at Lajitas Resort. So a lot of stuff on the menu today. Thanks again for being with us, as always. Oh, and don't forget, I'm sorry, our good friend Art Sellinger, owner of Sellinger's Power Golf Facility and former Long Drive champion, will be joining us in just a minute as well. So we've got all of that on the plate for you. And Frank Bassett joins us in the Nashville studios. How you doing, Frank?
I'm doing really good, but I have people at my door that would like to talk to you, Tim, because they are for the prevention of cruelty to reptiles. And I know what you did to that snake out there. Okay, I see the pictures. I saw the pictures. Yeah, Tim, how could you damage a poor little rattlesnake that?
So here's what happens. I'm at Lajitas. It's in West Texas. You got to look on a map. It's far west. It's on the Mexican border. It's right
close
there
to Vegas.
Grand. Not quite, but it's in the middle of the desert. And it's out there, and you take this great jet to get there, and it was a wonderful time. But first 12 holes we're playing, I'm saying to my friend who I'm playing with, you know, they always talk about snakes on golf, especially out here in the desert. I never see any snakes. Seriously, I said that. Apparently, the word got out to the snake community, and Big Mama Snake is right in the middle of a cart path in the 15th hole.
Now you're dissing Mama Cass. Okay, good.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead and finish.
And so he goes, oh my God. And so we stop, and about 10 feet short of it, and it's coiled, and there's a big rattlesnake right in the middle of the cart path. Can't really get around it. He goes, well, just go over it. I go, I'm not going to go over it, but let's get it. So we get out, and we're kind of messing. Well, looks like he's ornery. He's not moving. So my friend takes a rock, throws it to kind of scare him to get him to go off into the brush.
It was a boulder.
Instead of scaring him, it lands right on its rattle, the tail, and sticks, right? Doesn't bounce or anything. The rock just goes bang, and now he's trapped with his tail under this rock. Now he's really pissed, and he's squirming. I'm like, what did you do? So now we got to figure
out. Somebody hits my ass with a rock, I'd be pissed too.
This rock, I know. So I get a stick, and I go, you did it, you fixed it. So he's got to like get as close as he can and push the rock off with his stick, and the thing squirt. And it was about a 5-foot rattlesnake. It was a big
rattlesnake. Oh, guys, a fishing story. It was a baby.
It was no baby. That thing was mad. Anyway, so that was part of my Lajitas. We also saw a wild boar, a javelina. It was awesome. We had a great time. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, Frank?
Yeah, our sponsor's not Mutual of Omaha. Let's get on to our guest.
No.
he's good, Frankie. He's good because Lajitas is sweet. Lanny Watkins designed it. It's way out there, Big Bend. You just go to the middle of nowhere, they'll drop you. Yep. If you don't, you either got to love to, you got to love to play golf, cards, and drink, or else you're at the wrong place.
I'm in. I'm all in. I've never been invited. Looking forward to that, Tim.
I wonder why. You just dissed it right there, Frank. You had your
I didn't diss it. I was dissing you being cruel to animals that are indigenous to that area.
You said, shut up. Let's get to art. I was.
Well, you were. The story was going on and on and on.
It was a snake story. It's a good story.
It was snaking its way into the third segment of the show. Jesus.
All right, Art's here. Art's here. Art Sellinger joins us. How you doing, Art? So you like Lajitas, huh? You like it?
Did you leave some golf balls in the desert out there?
Oh my God, did I? Yeah. But you know what's funny is
it is beautiful.
We did look for some balls. We went into the desert.
That's not smart.
I know. But the only snake we saw was literally in the middle of the golf cart path. We never saw one out in the brush looking for golf balls. So, but yeah, we did live a few. You're right. Art. Matter of fact, Lanny Watkins, who designed that course, was there for a big event the week before, and apparently they said, not apparently, I guess it's true, his son, very good golfer himself, shot a 60. Tucker shot a 60. Yeah. 60. I don't care where you're playing. 60.
I don't care if you're playing
golf.
From all the way forward. Tees. 60 is pretty awesome.
That's pretty sweet golf. So,
Frank, when somebody asks you how you shot 60, you know what you tell them, Frank?
No.
12 holes.
You missed your putt for 59.
I missed the last two putts for 58. Right.
So
I could tie Furyk.
Yeah, score on 14.
Yeah, or didn't make the turn.
All right, what have you been up to? You been playing any tournaments, any golf, amateur stuff?
I tried to qualify for the senior amateur, and I missed by 2 shots. Really enjoyed making 7 bogeys, 5 of which were from the middle of the fairway, so that stunk. Then I played the Transmiss 4-ball out in Vegas with a good friend and partner of mine, and we took 10th. And then I'm going to play a local 4-ball big event here at DAC, Dallas Athletic Club, in November, and then shut it down. Just been a little bit more work. I've been playing a lot of leisure golf here in Fort Worth, Texas. It's been nice weather. Enjoying that. It's very, so more club golf than anything. Going out to Vegas Tuesday night for the Gambler. The Gambler. That is the TPC Summerlin member guest. I'll be taking
it. Oh, yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yes, sir. So that's a fun spot.
That's a good spot. Looking forward to that. They just got done playing at that event. That was where Mr. Kim won again.
Yeah, that's right. That was where I saw Seamus Power. I was sitting there in the bar during the tournament several years ago, and we were sitting with Ernie Els, and Seamus was at the bar drinking. You know how tiny that bar is in there, and they have the high stools, and it's tight right through there. And this gorgeous young woman walks through, and Seamus catches her out of his left eye, and he continues to turn with his beer in his hand and turn until he face plants, falls right out of the chair into the floor right in front of her. Elle says, that's a hell of a way to make an introduction.
Didn't impress her, I guess.
Impress her. And my point is, that's a great spot. That little bar right there is real intimate, and that's a fun tournament to go to.
Hey, Art, have you played at all? I played on Tuesday at the PGA of America, their new headquarters up in Frisco. Have you played up there yet?
No, I want to.
I missed my invite, too.
Hey. I don't get to invite people because that's the way it works. I don't get to bring people.
Okay, hey, Art, let's go somewhere. Invite me. Don't invite Tim.
Right. How was it, Tim? Did you play the Gil Hans course?
Yeah, the Gil Hans course. Yeah, the East.
How was it?
It was very nice, very, very meticulous. I don't think hardly anybody's played it. They've, from what we've been told, they're trying to keep as many people off. It was a preview for the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship coming up in May. It's a ways away, but they're trying to keep it as, player off the course as they can. So they had media out there to hack around that chewed up some of the course. But it plays from the tips, Art. Yeah, you'd appreciate this. Almost 7,900.
Ooh.
From the tip, 78, 82 or something. Yeah. For somebody down the road who's going to play that, we played like about 6,600, all I needed. It's a very nice course, just rolling hills. Right? Frisco, people that don't, it's just kind of farmland, right, out north of Dallas, and you just keep driving on the tollway till you can't drive no more, and there it is. And it's an amazing, they've got the North Texas PGA headquarters there, they've got testing facilities. It's just
how far is it from the Cowboys training camp?
Oh, not far at all.
It's just right there by the Omni, close to the Omni.
Yeah, it's 10 minutes from there.
Cool.
It's just farther up the tollway, but anyway, it was pretty cool, pretty sweet. So so I played a lot of golf is I guess my big point there. I played too much golf, so I need to chill a little bit with all the rounds of golf that I've been playing. But Art, now that we have you, let's get into some interesting stuff. Okay, so Phil Mickelson comes out recently, as he has now repeatedly, and basically said, okay, thumbs up to the LIV Tour, thumbs down PGA Tour. We're heading this way. They're heading downward, and kind of repeated more and more of what he said about this is the new future of golf and the way it looks and everything. And I will say this, that while he brought up different points, as in you can wear shorts and some other things that are probably not a big deal one way or the other, the music is playing. That's something I'm giving Art a lot of credit for. Long Drivers Championship every year, the World Long Drive Championships. Art was big with, like AC/DC, Def Leppard.
Crank it up.
He would crank
Meatloaf.
I got to interject real quick, Timmy. When we did our first show in 95, the first ever golf event under the lights on TV, the ASCAP or the music rights fees that I had to pay to buy some songs each year that we would use within the telecast or live was very big. And I think music had a place and has a place in many arenas. It definitely does in long drive. I think the quiet on the tee on the PGA Tour mentality needs to slowly disappear by the wayside. you know, shorts are allowed in practice rounds, I believe. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah. And I don't think shorts are a big deal. I am for 72 holes of stroke play. I don't think I'm for a shotgun start at all, even though, again, there's players that can get on the bad side of the draw. Right. And this obviously does show some equality, but you can't have a field. See, because to me, a legitimate golf field is 156 players, not 48. So therefore, you cannot do a shotgun when you have 156. And to me, professional golf is making the cut on Friday. You'll never take that idea away from me to believe that it should be a no-cut situation.
The pressure adds a lot to the drama.
I believe so. And I think some of the greatest events we've ever seen is a player on Friday coming down the stretch and making the cut on the number, or maybe making it by one because they played the back nine in 30 to 33 shots, and they brought it home, and then they had a hell of a Saturday. Then they move up on Sunday, and they either come close to winning, you know, and stuff like that. That's what I really enjoy that about the tour. Obviously, it's 65 in ties now. So anyway.
Well, let me ask you this, Art. Okay, so in that sense of some of the differences we're talking about, when it comes to the cut that you're all in favor of, there isn't another sport that has that. You either play in the game, the sport, or you don't, right? You make it, you play in the games, and they don't cut you out. So that's a unique thing to golf, which might be good, but it is a unique thing to golf. But doesn't it also continue the elitist part of it almost, that if you're really good, you don't worry about that stuff? If you're struggling and trying to be Art Sellinger, 24 years old, out of college, trying to make it on tour, not really got my game together, my confidence and all that, doesn't it make it virtually, if not impossible, very tough for you to make it anywhere because you can't even get to the weekend? You can't make any money?
Hell, you can't get to the PGA Tour. It's brutal. Guess what? You got to play better. That's just what it's come down to. This is the best quality of players for the entire planet, and it never was that way in the 50s and 60s and 40s and 70s even, or 80s. I mean, international stars were there, and they would dabble on the PGA Tour. I can tell you a Tom Kim story. I took Jamie Sadlowski, who I manage, and he played Hong Kong Open, Singapore Open right before COVID, and I was on the bag for 2 weeks. And I'll never forget a 17-and-a-half-year-old Tom Kim during our practice round. He played right in front of us, and he stood on a tee. He looked like a teenager on the young side. I think he looked 12, 13. But you should have seen this kid step up and basically say, hey, I'm playing. There was 12 guys standing on the tee ready to tee off, and he just stood up, went right in front, and said, I'll be playing in this group, and does anybody want to play for anything? I watched it, and he just stomped it right down Main Street and kept walking like he belonged. I looked at Jamie and I said, did you just see what I saw? I said, that kid is going to be something. And I was so glad I got to see that moment in Singapore. And yeah, he played good that week, but 17 reminded me of me seeing a 19-year-old Ernie Els at the Honda Open in Hamburg, Germany, way back in 1989 or something like that. I remember going over there and seeing him over there and going, when I came back here, I go, I just saw this guy, Ernie Els, golf swing, and you will not believe what's coming.
Quick question. When you're talking about Tom Kim, it's been said that he's, you know, and they say that, they're looking at stats, he's not long at all.
He's long enough.
Yeah.
You know, that's remember when you say that he's not definitely not Cameron Young long or Finau longer. These guys long, but he's long enough. Anybody who can get it to 175 on ball speed when they want to, that's plenty long. The invasion of the Asian players and their meticulous course management and ball striking ability. If Hideki could putt like Tom Kim, Hideki would have a resume that would be unbelievable right now. He might have 6 to 7 majors.
Oh,
and
yeah.
30
no
wins.
Doubt. No doubt. What? That's okay. Put this in perspective. Ball speed. You just mentioned, what did you say? 175,
yes.
Right?
He can get there. Yes.
Okay. 175 for him. What yes. does the average 12 to 14 handicapper, what's his ball speed?
I'm going to say in the, it depends if they're just average and they're swinging the club 95 miles an hour, they're going to be in that 135 range. So he's moving maybe 140.
Yeah.
Is kind of on the high end. You know, ball speed's a relationship of how fast you swing and how well you strike. So you can swing 110 miles an hour, but hit it so far on the heel or the bottom of the club that you don't get the ball speed. These players are hitting the dead center of the face. I think he's long enough to play any golf course because, again, the short game is so great.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt.
Will he be number one at some point, Art, do you think?
What's that?
Will he become number one, Kim, in the world?
I really think he can, for sure. I mean, the rankings are so subject right now and how many players have been moved out of this ranking system. But right. I just want to tell everybody what I saw and what I tell every young person when I kind of evaluate a player, whether they're going to be able to play at the Division I level, the Power 5 conference level even, or if they're going to be on the tour. The confidence that it's almost – controlled cockiness that you must have in yourself to say that I can compete out there is the intangible. Everybody looks at, well, how do they hit it off on the range? How do they strike their 7-iron, driver, 3-wood? Can they putt? Can they chip? It's all about confidence, and the confidence that he has is incredible. I mean, Max Homa right now is playing purely on, he's pure, can strike it so well. But he broke through, and now he has that confidence. So there's no surprise what he's doing. He's always been that good, but the intangible is confidence.
Yeah, we're talking with Art Zellinger, owner of Zellinger's Power Golf in the Dallas area, club builder, if you will, and fixes a lot of people's games with his club building, and also former long drive champion, knows all about the game of golf, former college golfer, has been around it forever and ever. Back to the Mickelson thing is it, and we've talked about this, Art, there certainly is a lot of issues going back and forth and nobody seems to be friends or getting along. Will that happen? Will they get along at some point? Will there be a change? And whether it's Norman involved or not, or whoever might be, will the PGA, Live Tour, and whoever else has to be involved, RNA, whatever else, do you think in your crystal ball in a year or 2 years that there'll be some merger, some agreement of some sort between them all?
Honestly, I don't. I wish there kind of would be, but I just don't. I think the PGA's tour is going to hold firm. They have, of course, made some incredible big changes for these players that are coming out right now. I used to know some rookies that got their cards and basically had to go out and raise so much money to go play the PGA Tour, and they would lose money. A good friend of mine, John Snyder, what a great player out of Minnesota. I remember Johnny getting his card, and he got off to a bad start. And I think he made one or two cuts playing 28 tournaments, and he looked at me at the end of the year. He goes, I might have lost $175,000 because nobody was going to sponsor him from a hat bag and all that business.
Yeah.
I like the fact that the rookie is guaranteed $500,000. Number one, and people are starting to get paid. Of course, there's been some extreme purses, so there's going to be a little bit of live in the PGA Tour going forward. It definitely gave them a big shot, but I mean, using Phil as the barometer of this is good or bad, like I'll listen to anybody but him. I'll listen to Pat Perez because he just cares about money, all right, period. Yeah. Then you look at the tour out of the eyes of Graham McDowell, Lee Westwood, and those kinds of players, and Sergio, who kind of said, all right, I've had my career. This is a great way to stroll and just make some unbelievable bank. Okay. Again, just tell me anything except you're trying to grow the game. But Phil's words are the words that don't need to be listened to me, because he's so biased and so just, you know, I'm the victim of everything.
Interesting. So when Phil says the things that he's saying, and we all know that initially he took a hit, at least from a PR standpoint, is all that worn off? I mean, Phil seems like he's now got his second breath and kind of second wind, and now now coming back at everybody again. Is that kind of the new Phil that we're going to hear? Is he becoming the spokesperson for the Live Tour?
I don't know what his agenda is and where he's at. I know he got a lot of money and he is, you know, he went through a ton of stuff. And who am I to judge him? I'm not judging him, but I just know that, you know, he's 51 years old, whatever. And it's, this is the thing that he did for, and he got the most money out of anybody. And his golf sure is, I don't know where his golf stands going forward, but, I just don't think he's the one to listen to. This has been the greatest thing for Patrick Reed. You know, he's kind of everybody's kind of forgot about talking to him. I thought the President's Cup was great golf without those guys. I enjoyed watching Cam Young and Max Homa. You can honestly, in those events, you can have DJ and you can have Brooks and you can, you know, even have Phil for all I care. I love these young, exciting players. And I thought it was really cool to watch them. And I think both tours are honestly somewhat healthy. I mean, in a sense of quality of play, I guess. I mean, I've never watched that much of the other. I saw the inserted crowd noise for the couple thousand people that were out there. So,
well, okay. I'm gonna head down to Miami at the end of this month.
And are you?
I'm gonna go to the event. I want to see it. I want to see it up close and personal, and make my own, you know, firsthand opinion about what's going on. I'm going to cover it. I'm credentialed down there. So,
but let's say this real quick. Remember, here Cameron Smith was quoted, and he said, "All right, next year in a dream world, I would love. I'll play the 14 live events on like four or five continents. So that's kind of moving around a little bit. That's a somewhat decent travel." Said he'd love to play the four majors. So there's 18. Then I'll play the Aussie PGA and the Aussie Open, and then maybe another event on the Asian tour. That's 21 golf tournaments. Okay. Yep. So everybody was saying, well, I get to do this and I'm going to play like a third of what I used to, you know. Again, I never was for the wraparound season. There's too many events on the PGA tour. Shouldn't last for 11 months. I get all that. So, but these guys are wanting to play 21 to 22 weeks with a good extended break off. And that's, again, that's when the fall next year is going to really look different for golf, isn't it, gentlemen?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
A lot of these tournaments are gone and this and that.
And it's a shame because there was a lot of dedication over the years to the PGA Tour from some tournaments. I mean, we know a lot of the tournament chairmen. And you know, Honda has taken it in the shorts in the past, and among others. You know, Ken Kennerly is a friend, and he's the tournament director for the Honda Classic. The Honda is the oldest sponsor on the PGA Tour.
Yes, they are.
I say the oldest, the most longevity, whatever the term is. Yeah. You know, I went to Ole Miss. But they've hung in there forever. And, you know, the course changes that they've gone through down there in South Florida for that tournament. So some of those tournaments are really going to take it in the shorts now.
Well, Art, in the general sense of, and again, we're talking with Art Selinger, long drive champion, is because of all the controversy, whatever side you might be on it, is it good for golf? Is golf out in the forefront and being talked about more than constantly you've seen it in the last 10 years?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, unfortunately, it goes into the court. It trickles into the courtroom, and
But a lot of sports have gone there. I mean, we've had lawsuits.
Well, there have been a lot of arguments in the card room. We talked about that in pre-show this morning at your club, Art, and at my club too, Tim. I'm sure at yours. I mean, There's a chasm between the pro PGA and pro live golf tour people at every country club, and it goes on every day. The conversations
like
get heated.
You like Phil, right? Because Rory and Phil, two different opposite sides of the fence on this whole issue, and what they're saying, and they're putting their feet in the ground, saying, "Here's where we stand," and that's fine for them to do it. I agree with Art. I'm not judging anybody. Whatever makes sense to you. We had Steve Elkington on, Frank, like what, 3 weeks ago or so.
Yeah,
and Elk was like, "You know what? People look at things in their perspective is a lot different when you're my age, you know, when you're 50 or 60 years old. Would I take the $100 million? Hell yeah, I'd take the $100 million. When you're 25 and you think I can beat the world and I'm going to win every tournament and I don't care about any of that, then I don't worry about it. I'm Rory. I'm kind of, and plus Rory's making a lot of money. But he said, it's a very different world when you suddenly go, that is,
well,
just from a money standpoint, or, like, how do you not jump on that bandwagon?
What has this done, though, for some of the players who haven't been on TV very much, as we know how the TV coverage goes on the PGA Tour? This week, Putnam, Fowler, and Keegan Bradley are all tied at 10 under right now at the Zozo.
Yeah.
Those three names, where have those three names been? I mean, yeah, Keegan once in a while pops in there, but.
No, you're going to see different names, and I get all that. And I have no problem with this tour. If they created another alternative, let's say, football league to go against the NFL, and a player moved over there for $250 million, I wouldn't blame them either. But they will, it will, the LIV Golf Tour, at least in the near future for decades, will not create any legacy whatsoever at all. So we'll see if I'm interested if there's any legacy, because I can't remember. I think I remember Charles went in the first one, and I don't know who won the other ones. I really don't.
DJ.
But I'll tell you what, I stood and I went and watched the Ben Hogan Intercollegiate at Colonial last week and walked around and walked with some young players that have been through my studio. I've known since they were kids playing now Division I college golf. And I looked at that wall on number one, and that is etched in legacy. And to have your name on that wall on the first tee at Colonial, I'll tell you what, give me that. I'd love to have my name etched in something like that. Or give me something.
The post office.
By the way, Frank.
I want to be really clear. I have no problem with anybody jumping ship. I think they have the right. I think that's they can make all the money they want. But the way they're selling it is really hard for me to swallow. They're selling legacy. They're selling growing the game, and I don't see it. I do not see how it grows the game at all.
Well, other than what we just said, which is everybody's talking golf. I mean, if the game is a general game of golf, it's been in the forefront of media and attention all over the world.
Yes,
because of this for the last year.
Here's a thought, guys. How many people have watched or heard of LIV Golf that don't really know anything about golf that much, but or maybe have gone with their boyfriend or girlfriend, vice versa, whatever, to one of the LIV events? Now they're going to Top Golf. Now they're going out to Top Golf.
Maybe.
That's growing the game differently, but it's growing the interest. Maybe it's growing the interest in golf. Maybe it's growing the interest would be a better term.
I think there's an awful lot of attention about it. I don't like the animosity, right? I don't.
Well, who does?
But that's always going to happen, right? When the USFL comes along and they're going to compete with the NFL, well, everybody, I hate you guys, you hate me, I don't like that animosity about it. I agree with Art going, you know, if you're going to have another tour, and there's European Tour, there's Asian, there are other tours, and the PGA Tour has always been the granddaddy. I get that. They don't like anybody taking from them or infringing on that territory of theirs. But I agree with you, Frank, when you're saying, okay, is it growing the game? It sure made the game. My wife knows what the LIV Tour is. She wouldn't have known otherwise or cared or whatever, but it's gotten it out there. Now, again, I wish they weren't throwing daggers at each other the whole time, but it certainly has gotten the attention of a lot of people about what the game of golf is all about. My niece asked me to play, and I don't have any idea if it's about the LIV Tour, but my niece, who's not an athlete or knows which end of the club to hold, asked me if I'd take her to the golf range. I said, yeah, let's do that. That'll be a lot of fun. Go to the golf range next weekend or something. So somehow she got golf in her mind about, I think I'd like to play this game. I don't know where it came from.
Are you going to take her to the range?
I probably am. Yeah,
okay,
sure.
Good. Good
I'm
uncle.
Gonna, I'm going to show her which uncle. End to hold. Then I'm going to go to the bar. So, yeah, just take a few seconds.
Oh, good. Drunk uncle.
Drunk uncle to me.
I'm anxious to see how it plays out. Tim, I agree with you. I hate the animosity and the us versus them, and that's kind of where it started. PGA Tour, you're going to be a member of that tour. You are definitely signing a document, and you're signing a license to potentially make an incredible amount of money, a great pension, have a great life. And yes, they have owned these players. They own their media rights, but they also go out and sell all the sponsorships and create the venue. It's a great argument. And somehow they did find a lot of extra money for these players now. So the LIV Golf Tour has helped the PGA Tour players who are now reaping more benefits of more cash. There's no question. And I just don't know if they're going to get along going forward. I'm just the world ranking points and what Augusta does, what the USGA, RNA, and PGA of America do. I'm anxious to see. Like Harold Varner and some other players said, I have a chance to set up my kids and their kids and the legacy of our family for generations. how can I pass this up? I couldn't agree more, and I root for him. I'm rooting for all those players. That's great.
Hey, you know, you brought up another player earlier, and this is sort of on a different rail of the track. Will Zalatoris. Has anyone heard, and I'm asking this blindly, has anyone heard how he's doing, what's going on with his back, what surgery, how his recovery's going, anything about him?
Well, he's probably recouping right next to you, isn't he, Art?
Yeah, he is definitely there in Addison over there with Van Beezen. You know, I don't know. I know he's did the smart thing by not trying to play through something and cause something even worse. It was a shame because he was having such an amazing year.
Right. Oh,
he's just such a great star for the PGA Tour. The PGA Tour is still pretty healthy going forward with some star power. And you'll be seeing some good names coming up. But I have not, Frank, honestly, I have not heard about his recovery and where he's at going forward.
Yeah, well, we certainly wish him the best. I mean, when he got hurt and went down, it was painful for all of us to watch.
Yep.
Well, we'd like you to be our reporter, Art, since it is literally.
I'll run a make on it.
Can you go through the back door there that you got between you and Van Beesen's and just check in, look around, and then come back and let us know? We need you to be our spy.
I'll have an answer by probably end of business today for sure. I'll run a make on it.
COB today. Okay.
He's our PI, Art Sellinger.
Well, go ahead and tell everybody if they don't know who Troy Van Beezen is. I mean, he's a friend also of all of ours.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. He's an incredible ART, active release technique therapist, and takes care of numerous players, including the great Tiger Woods and Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas and Scottie Scheffler.
Well, he's like the official chiropractor of the PGA Tour, right? I mean, he's in the trailer. He's out at all the events. I mean,
yeah, he's got a big stable, and many of them do, and travels the tour numerous weeks, and it's just a great guy to have to keep these guys healthy and injury-free. And, you know, it's sad that Will went down. I mean, that's injury for you. But, you know, Will's the guy who's been outspoken, Frank and Tim, to say it doesn't matter what they pay. I want to win these trophies and go down in history on this tour. That means something.
Yeah, it does.
To him.
It does.
And he also did make quite a bit of money last year.
Well, and I'm just saying, he might also be in that category of the guy whose future is everybody's 24-year-old future, right? I mean, it's all ahead of him. When you get to be 30, 35, DJ and Koepka and some of these other guys, does it change? Remember, Koepka was all, I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying right here, PGA Tour, until he did go to the LIV Tour. So sometimes you never know what a guy's going to say and how things end up. But I just like golf. I mean, golf in general, I think, is aside from the bad vibe going around with all the tours, I love watching all the golf. I think it's good for everybody that there's more golf going on. And I do think, Art, that there'll be some kind of a merger. I do think that there'll be some, we got to get this worked out somehow, because if you go to the Masters and you don't, I mean, that's going to be interesting come April. What's going to happen? Phil's going to say, I'm showing up. Sergio's going to show up. Patrick Reed, they're going to show up. Do they get to play? They don't. Who are they going to be paired with? Is there going to be like fisticuffs on the driving range? I don't know, because at some point, and that
if Billy Horschel's there, it will be.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why I love Billy. Anybody who does the Gator Chomp on the 18th green at the Tour Championship in Atlanta, Georgia, and gets booed and laughs it off as he accepts the FedEx
and
Cup.
I'm okay with that. You know, in other sports, I mean, the defensive ends get all over the quarterbacks and in the media leading up to the games. You guys are a bunch of sissies. That's other sports. They kind of – golf's always been genteel, right, and gentlemanly, and I get that. But there is
not all the time.
There is a part that kind of the gloves have to come off, and you got to say, okay, let's see what's going to happen. I'm curious about what's going to happen at the Masters and who's going to be paired with who.
Yeah.
Who talks, who doesn't talk? I mean, it's going to be interesting, is all I'm saying. And I think at some point everybody wants the best of the best to certainly be at the majors. And even at the Ryder Cup, I agree, the President's Cup, Art, what you said, it was okay without them. It's been okay without Tiger. It's better with Tiger. But Tiger hasn't played in a lot of President's Ryder Cups in the last 10 years. But
because the populace, Tim, not to interrupt you, but I'm interrupting you, because the populace is looking for that one person to really root for. They're always looking for the shining star. They're always looking for the hero. They're always looking for the great story, the come from behind, the fall from grace, the return to greatness. Do you agree, Art? I mean, I think they are.
I do. And like a guy like Cam Smith thought, obviously he's saying to himself, I'm exempt for the next 20 majors. I just won one. That means I get the next 20 for 5 years, and I get the British until I'm 60. Like you said, Tim, DJ, Patrick Reed, they've got green jackets, you know, and they're on that other tour. Koepka still has a lifetime exemption for the PGA Championship till he's aged out, and he has a 10-year exemption for the U.S. Open. And Koepka, by the way, has never been excited to win the XYZ tournament on the PGA Tour. He's always wanted big, massive championships, and that's really what's driven him. And I think these guys have looked at their lives and what they've already won and where they stand in the game, and they're like, hey, I'm just going to take this deal. And I don't, again, I don't begrudge them, but golf, I'm interested in the majors and the world ranking points and to see how this all plays out. And I'll tell you what, LIV is grasping at every straw for world ranking.
Yes, they are.
They're going to be calling you soon if they can get on the Selinger Tour. And if that gets them some world ranking points.
What about the official world golf ranking points mean right now basically nothing? Do they not? What do they mean right now? Because
they'll qualify you for majors, right?
Well, yeah, that. But that's it. I mean, does it mean you're number one in the world because you're number one with official world golf ranking? No, it doesn't.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, no. There's a lot of debate on. All right, that whole system just go to pot right there as well.
Yeah, exactly.
It's been the Bible of the whole gig.
Right. That's the question, because it's being controlled by people who are very inclusive, right? They're not allowing LIV or anybody else. Here's who controls the world ranking points. That whole thing might get thrown into the
into the
ocean, and everybody go, okay, how are we going to do this now? There's got to be a better way to decide how and who is number one, two, five in the world and all that. And all that, as we all know, is money, right, Art? If you move up from number 85 in the world to number 37 because you win a tournament, your sponsors, usually contracts, will say, you get a big bonus, right?
It's about the money. Points. So here it is. Pat Perez, where is he in the world golf ranking points with the money he's won on LIV than if you just do it by money alone?
Which isn't fair because different purses, right?
Yeah.
Different amounts of money.
Different purses. So how do you?
Don't do it by money. And don't do it by, for him, don't do it by stroke average either.
Just need a few good rounds.
Hey, Pat's a lot of fun to be around, though.
Be on the right team. All right, Art. Hey, I appreciate your time, and both Frank and I do. I know you're a busy guy, but thanks so much. Tell us what's going on with Selinger's Power Golf. If people are in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, what can they do? They come visit you guys if you want to take a look at getting new equipment, certainly getting a new driver, getting something done. They can visit your locations?
They actually can, and we are quite full, but we still have appointments. We're an appointment-only facility. Obviously, repair is a big thing that we do, but we fit golf clubs. We are brand agnostic. Nobody on my team is on a staff, and we can fit it, and we build it all in-house and just put in a state-of-the-art building facility in our west location in Roanoke. You'll have to come out and check that out, Tim. It's brand new, redoing that entire shop. So our shops are doing fine. I'm thrilled when I look at all the tour players that trust us with their equipment, all the Division I college players and really, really good high school players, both male and female, LPGA players, champions players. But I'm also thrilled that we can help people, you know, that are high handicappers and get their games a little bit better with equipment. And a lot of times we'll tell them, hey, guess what? Equipment can't help you. You might want to learn how to
pickleball.
Play a little pickleball. But we're doing fine. We're really doing fine. And I'm not coming in with my swing. I think the game's, you know, as healthy as you've ever seen it. Participation, you know, you live in this city, the waiting list at clubs to join clubs has never been longer. So something's going on with the game, and we've done really well. I'm thrilled with where golf is. Equipment is tough because it changes so much, and yet they have to change it, but yet it doesn't. The new stuff versus the last stuff, it's really hard to quantify these days. Right. Last thing I read this morning was how to cure the distance issue in professional golf. Did you guys read Scott Henn's tweet, who's won 10 times on the Asian Tour, Australian player, used to be one of the biggest hitters?
Hadn't seen it.
No tees allowed. You have to hit driver off the deck.
Wow.
And then let's see how good you are. But then Nick Faldo said, Nick Faldo for years has been for the, you know, right now the highest tee you're allowed to use is 4 inches on the rules of golf. Nick Faldo is for the 1 inch golf tee. And you want to cure distance issues just right there. 1 inch golf tee.
That'll do it.
It will make it. Oh, goodness.
I didn't know that. I didn't know.
Well, wait a minute. One inch. What will it do?
It'll pull it back 10% minimum, if not more. Create a bad shot that you just can't even believe. But, yes, the 1-inch golf tee would be a huge change. That's the easiest way without messing with the equipment companies. Huh. Just make the tee shorter.
I've never even heard that. That's interesting. Did you know that, Frank?
I did not know that. Is there a limit as to how high you can tee the ball?
4 inches. You can use
that's it, right?
And you, 4 inches. You gentlemen are both talking to the person who is responsible for that rule in the rules. USGA, because when I ran long drive, I had guys coming in with 12 to 15 inch tees.
I know. Grips. I remember that.
They were using grips. And I'm telling you what, I could teach somebody at calf, right at calf high of tee, if you put a grip upside down, put the ball on it. If you learn how to hit it, I can hit the golf ball 40% straighter from that height. You can hit the golf ball so much further from 4 inches off, you know, 3-inch tees or 4-inch tees or whatever. But if you had a 1-inch tee, you would solve, you'd not have to roll the ball back. The game will
roll
back.
So are you saying, too, Art, are you saying the opposite's true? If people are having trouble with distance and they are using just normal tees, if they can get up to 4 inches on a tee, that alone can help add 6, 8, 10 yards to the drive?
If they knew how to deliver the golf club on the correct plane at that height, most people are a little bit too steep and across the golf ball, cutting across, hitting down and across, and then they would put that really nice, beautiful mark on the top of their golf club. So it's an art form to learn
kill
how to do that. It's definitely difficult, obviously, for the PGA Tour. Just notice how high Justin Thomas is trying to launch the golf ball and carry it with low spin. So the high ball with low spin would go away. They would realize the bottom part of the golf club. They'd hit it a little bit more thin. Thin equals spin. These guys would go from 2,200 to 3,200 in spin or 3,000, and you'd see 20 to 30 yards rolled back instantly.
I got to ask the question. I have to ask the question, and I'm going to go brand specific here. Pro V1, Pro V1X, Dash Pro V1X. Now, you're familiar with the Dash Pro V1X, I'm sure.
I've played that golf ball religiously for almost a year and a half.
I play that golf ball too. I love that golf ball. It just, and I've been told by several people, Frank, you can't tell the difference in a Pro V1X and that ball, the Dash Pro V1X. I said, yes, I can. Just
what
watch.
What is the difference?
Just watch. Spin.
It's a very low spin golf ball. It bores through the wind. You do need to be a higher speed player to really realize it. It's a little bit firmer around the greens. I'm a high spin player, so it's a great golf ball for me. If somebody swung 80 miles an hour, it's definitely not a good golf ball for them because they can't keep it in the air.
So that's
my ball for sure.
To get your hands on it now, I mean, you can't, basically. And I'm down to my last few dozen of those balls. So when they're gone, where do we go?
Well, I have them in stock, so you just have to get on a plane or call me and we'll ship them to you. So I have them in stock, and yes, they are very hard to find. Titleist had no idea that the left dash or the dot ball would stick, and they're not replacing it for 2023 when they bring out the new line of Pro V1 and Pro V1X, which is due this year. They debuted the ball on tour at Shriners in Vegas last week.
Yeah.
But left dash will not change, and you just have to be a big-time Titleist account to get your hands on them. So everybody out there, if you need left dash,
don't tell them that. Don't tell them that yet. Hang on. Art, put some back for me.
They're all gone.
They're hard to get.
They're hard to get, and we'll talk about the price later.
Yeah.
Oh, we're fair on that. We don't gout.
Okay.
Hard, but we don't gout.
Well, I need several dozen. So.
I understand. I'm going out to play, and I already told my rep, make sure you have 6 dozen on my desk Monday, please, before I get on the airplane.
Perfect.
There you go.
All right, we appreciate your time.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks
we appreciate
so much,
it.
Buddy. Take care.
All right, guys.
Have fun.
We'll talk to you. See ya. Art Selinger. Selinger's Power Golf. You know, I
found where I can get my Dash Pro V1s.
I don't know that ball at all. I don't even know. I think you mentioned it before. But
you know, I had a local pro tell me, Frank. He said, yeah, there's no difference. I went, well, maybe for you there isn't, but there is for me.
But why? So why are they not? He just said, Art just said they're not continuing it. Why would they not?
Who knows what Titleist does anymore? I don't have the inside track on Titleist anymore, as you well know, because I'm not a Titleist ambassador anymore for their clubs. I play PXG.
But Titleist, it just seems to me, has like what? How many? 15 different varieties now?
Well, they've got the AV. Well, at the top end, though, you have the Pro V1, the Pro V1X.
Why would they not continue?
AVX.
It's been popular. Why would they not?
I don't know.
So the only way you're going to get Dash is now they're going to be like getting Coors beer back in the 70s?
Well, they had them for 104 dozen on Amazon the other day. I looked at it and I went, forget that.
104. What are they normally?
I used to get them free. Same thing. Yeah, 50 yeah, bucks, 60 bucks. Huh. So, yeah.
I didn't know that.
But I used to get them all free. Those days are gone. I was thinking about going to Bridgestone. That's why I was seeding Art to see if there was a Bridgestone comparable to the Dash Pro V1X.
Well, talk to him off air.
I'll call him off air and see. Yeah, we probably don't need to talk about that on air.
Well, I mean, you got to find something else. I mean, you'd hate to be in the position of falling in love with a ball that's discontinued.
Yeah. And people say, well, you know, and I'm not a high handicap. I'm a mid-range handicap. And I can shoot in the 70s any day, or I can shoot in the 90s any day. It depends on where my head is. Yeah. And I have to pull it out of my – so whatever.
But that ball you're saying spins less.
Spins less, yes.
So you hit it further? Is that how you notice?
Yeah.
Is that
what you're saying? And for, you know, if you cut across the ball or, if you hit it in the wrong spot, you don't get punished as much because it's not going to spin as much as a Pro V1. Hmm. So,
It's also not as softer on the greens. You notice that or that doesn't
change much? It hasn't changed much because I'll tell you what, I use the Sugar Daddy 2, the milled wedges from PXG, and that I can spin the hell out of the ball with those wedges.
Okay,
those wedges are fabulous.
So, speaking of wedges, that's been the antithesis of my existence.
Understood.
Right?
Yep.
On the golf course,
you fixed it.
So get well.
Cut off your right arm.
I told you that already. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you did.
I did. So when I think
you were in the hooch.
My buddy. No. My buddy said to me, he goes, "Well, just," and so I did it a few times, just with my left hand, right. And I said, I can clip the ball, almost like I was showing off. I go, I can do this all day, but I can't wait to. And he's like, well, then why don't you just do that? I go, well, because I look like whatever. I'm just.
Who cares if you're winning money? Hand.
I understand. So I did that for the last round at Lajitas. I did that when I played the next day when I came back and I played at PGA of America, that Gil Hands course. And the first two holes, Frank, I used one hand because I had a chip on both of them. And one I knocked within 2 feet. The other one I knocked about 10 feet from the hole. And I'm telling you, I've got the yips is the point I'm saying, and you know that, but for the people out there.
Yeah.
And I put my right hand on. I don't know what happens, but somehow there's a ying, ying with my right hand.
Well, let's take a quick break and then come back and finish that story and wrap it up with a couple of other nuggets that we have from the tour.
You're listening to Golf Talk America, and Frank and I will be back with some more nuggets about golf right after this. Stay with us.
Forget lessons. Forget changing your swing. PXG Gen 5 golf clubs will unlock your potential and help you play your best golf ever in just one round. Built with PXG's most innovative materials and updated with new head shapes to suit every skill set, PXG Gen 5 clubs deliver cannon-like distance, laser-like accuracy, and angelic forgiveness. Order your Gen 5 clubs today at pxg.com or schedule a fitting at 844-PLAY-PXG. That's 844-PLAY-PXG. Do it today. The weather's changing, but you know what hasn't changed for a long time? Your underwear. If you're still rocking worn-out old cotton undies, now's the time for a new pair of Tommy John's Apollo men's underwear. In Tommy John underwear, you're that much more comfortable, so you can do everything better. And if you name a problem with other underwear, Tommy John's underwear solves it. Tommy John's breathable, lightweight fabric has 4 times the stretch of competing brands. They come with a no-wedgie guarantee, thanks to a non-rolling waistband and legs that never ride up. Plus, they feature a horizontal, quick-draw fly. With over 17 million pairs sold, people love Tommy John underwear and loungewear. And that's why Tommy John doesn't have customers. They have fanatics, like me. I'm a Tommy John fanatic. I wear all of their products. I love their products, even their loungewear, which is incredible. And everything from Tommy John's is backed with the Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to TommyJohn.com/golf talk right now for 25% off lounge and sleepwear. That's 25% off lounge and sleepwear at TommyJohn.com/golf talk. Go to TommyJohn.com/golf talk. See the site for details. Go buy some Tommy Johns. You'll love them.
And welcome back to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews along with Frank Bassett. And we just got finished talking with Art Selinger with Selinger's Power Golf and former long drive champion Art Selinger. He knows as much about the game as I think anybody I know.
Anybody.
I'm not saying anybody, well, but anybody I know.
Well, he knows a lot. On. I mean, he's been around it a lot, and he's been in every aspect of it. And he's been in that side of the world that you were in because he brought you in to be the MC and the host of Long Drive, Long Drivers of America.
Yeah.
Before he sold it to the Golf Channel. Can't believe he sold it for $125
million. By the way, I should have waited for Liv. Liv sure would have jumped on that thing, right?
Let me tell you, that's where I was going with that. He's played in where the PGA Tour, all those people poo-pooed the Long Drivers of America. That's not golf. That's just long drive. Well, it's different. It's different. Yeah.
Right.
Top
Golf
comes out. It's not golf. It's different.
And I agree.
Live Golf is different. Well, it's suddenly, different.
I mean, you look at what is the hottest sport, participation sport, growing in America today, Frank? You mentioned it earlier.
Pickleball.
Yeah.
Who the hell gave it the name pickleball? Why did they name it zucchini ball?
5 years ago, right? Nobody knew anything about it.
Pre-pickleball.
The guy who started it actually started it like in the 70s, right?
Took a while.
So it's been dormant really since the 70s of playing this game.
You're saying the pickle is dormant.
It's taken over. Are you done?
I'm finished. I can't help myself.
God.
Seriously. And go ahead. Don't let me interrupt again. Go ahead. I'll shut up.
That have tennis courts are now changing half their tennis courts into pickleball court, right? So there's all this transformation going on. And so my point to all that is life evolves, right? It changes. Nobody knew what pickleball was. And all of a sudden, everybody wants to play pickleball, and everybody from every age group wants to play it. And just on ESPN, there's pickleball tournaments and pickleball. And Tom Brady just invested in a pickleball team. He's like an owner of a professional pickleball team.
Oh, God.
It's coming. So when you look at golf, you're like, okay, golf's always been, has been, let's just keep. No, it doesn't have to stay the way it's always been.
No, it doesn't have to stay
the way. It doesn't have to keep the same thing. And if you wear shorts instead of long pants, the world doesn't stop spinning. If you play music, what did you see about Kim at the President's Cup? He'd come on the tee box. Remember the first couple of days? And then he wore the goofy sunglasses. Remember with the the bugly eyes on him or the fake kind of sunglasses? He was a showman. And when he got up there and the crowd would say something, he was going like this with his hands, right? Like, bring it on, bring it on. And he wanted the crowd cheering and ranting while he swung his club to hit. Not, shh, everybody be quiet.
It was Polter-esque.
It was
Polter-esque, yes.
It was. So it's an evolution of
the
game.
Or Boo Weekly.
That's all I'm saying.
When he ran down the first tee in the Ryder Cup with his club between his legs and like he was riding a horse. That was hilarious. People enjoy that. People want to be entertained. I've said that forever. You know,
and this is a young guy. This is a 20-year-old, and that's kind of what I'm saying, is the future of golf is going to be the Kims, the 20-year-olds, right? These are the guys, the Wills, the Torreses. They can think differently, but the future is where those guys are. It's not being decided, and that's my thoughts on world rankings and all that. It's all being decided by 65-year-old men who, here we do this, and here's what we've always done, and we're not going to change. And if we are going to change, let's look at it in 7 years. We'll maybe change in seven. There's people going, if we want to have fun with this game and you want 20-year-olds to really pick it up and do it and play it, and then let's make some changes that are cool to those guys. That makes sense to them. So anyway.
Hey, want to throw something out about our friend at French Lick very quickly, that if you want to play, you better call and make a tee time now at French Lick Resort, because they're booked up. It's going to be like trying to go to Ireland to play golf. So go to FrenchLick.com, check it out. Great golf courses. You and I played them both. So go up there and try to make a tee time and check into the hotels and enjoy yourself, because winter is coming, and that is French Lick, Indiana, which is south of Indy. So it's going to start getting chilly next month, and they start shutting down the Pete Dye course. So just public service announcement, go make your tee times. And make sure you go get fitted, too, so at Art's Place.
In Art's Place.
Of course, I got fitted by PXG, and you know that. And we had last week, the two big guys from PXG, the head of product development and the head product design guy.
Yep.
And wow, what that was fun to talk to them. They talk at 30,000 feet, and our show is about at 14 or 15 feet.
So, we're actually below ground.
Yeah. We have a friend who was one of the co-stars in that movie. What was the name of that movie with the mole under the ground and all that? Matthew Lawrence was in that thing. What was that?
You're talking about Caddyshack?
No. The movie with the killer mole that was under the ground and would come up and eat people for vibrations and all that. It was an Academy Award winning event. Yeah.
Sounds like one. Was Meryl Streep in that one?
No. Been in everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, no, just a shout out to PXG. Shout out to French Lick Resort. Shout out to PXG. Nobody builds golf clubs the way we do, period, is their tagline. And I can tell you from firsthand knowledge, nobody does. I'm playing so much better.
Good for you.
My two fittings, that's Bogey the Wonder Dog in the, outside the studio door. Shut him up, please. I love him, but hush him. My fitter, two different times, he's a great golfer, made a couple of adjustments, said, do this, do this, do this. So it's not only a fitting, they're going to kind of work with you a little bit and find little tweaks they can do. And it changed me.
Got to fine-tune it.
It fine-tuned me to I love it. I love PXG. Great products, man.
We love Invited, too. Invited, which used to be Club Corp.
Well, we take our PXGs and use them, or mine.
Club Corp at our Invited facility. So check them out. Yeah. You can still go to clubcorp.com or invited.com and find out courses all over the country. Be a member. Get privileges at other courses. It's a great, great deal.
Fabulous.
And there are some outstanding Firestone. There are some outstanding facilities.
Firestone's so fabulous. All the guys at Firestone are great. So, you know, you said something earlier before we go. I want to go back to it. We talk about cities and golf. Is the music playing? No, they don't. Okay. I was like, we've only got a 22-second bid. Yeah. Dallas. Mm-hmm. I mean, Dallas is golf frenzy. It really is. Dallas-Fort Worth area. It's a very much a golf-centric area.
Yes.
Nashville isn't. Nashville's Music City, and it is very music-centric. So you don't have as much interest in Nashville as you do in a Dallas-Fort Worth area and golf. And I'm here because I'm here, but lived in Ponte Vedra Beach forever, Florida, headquarters of the PGA Tour, and loved it down there. But Nashville, my point is, some of the country music stars that are big golfers, you know, Jake Owen, Vince Gill, who's huge golfer, a lot of others.
And just huge in general.
No, he's not. Stop it. That's terrible.
Just huge.
He's not huge. Vince is a great guy. Nashville's becoming more golf-centric, but not like a Dallas-Fort Worth area. So you can still, if you come to Nashville to catch the Grand Ole Opry or catch some of the honky-tonks downtown, you know, there, have your club pro call Old Hickory Country Club or call Bluegrass Country Club, where I'm a member, or Temple Hills Country Club or Golf Club of Tennessee. Get set up. Play some golf in Nashville because we have some really cool golf courses here that are very different than you would see in most cities.
I think what makes a lot of times what makes a golf area like you're talking about Dallas being kind of crazy about golf is really the pros that come out of there.
Oh yeah, right? Well you've got everybody.
If you've got names like Hogan and Nelson and Trevino and on and on and on from Texas in general, but Dallas, and or the same thing if it was from wherever it happened to be, Athens, Georgia or Chicago or wherever, then I think it just increases the history of the game and people want to play and so you get Justin Leonards that get into the game and now we've got a whole nother wave of the Will Zalatorises and
shout out Harrison Frazier Frazier and Paul Stankowski, both two of our good friends, they come on the show. Harrison finished and Paul both finished second in their last two tournaments.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Congratulations, doing well. Boys, they're doing well. Yeah.
They're getting close to winning, close.
Couldn't find two nicer guys either. Both those guys are great.
Yeah, and kind of went through the same thing, you know, and that's another change I think that the LIV Tour is going to instigate with the PGA Tour is I think they're going to say, okay, if indeed we have been blind to the fact that there's a 10-year gap oftentimes or an 8-year gap for the Paul Stankowskis to get to the PGA Tour champions, let's start at 45 instead of 50 because 45 seems to be more of a senior age for golfers when their bodies aren't as torn up and all that. I think that's going to happen. I really do. And I've said that forever, that it should, but now I think that their feet are to the fire, the PGA Tour is going to look at that as well and say, well, maybe that
they better look at PGA Tour champions pretty quickly because and LPGA because LIV Golf is taking off.
Yes. Yeah.
And the next step would be either LPGA or PGA Tour champions. Names more so PGA Tour champions.
Yeah.
And don't, well, take it back to 45 and take it to a three-day tournament, which it already is on the PGA Tour, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So now you that's set in stone, and now you have the names that are there, and now you can have like the old skins game. Remember how much fun that was?
Right, right.
There's all sorts of things LIV Golf can do. Yeah. So I think they're in
the catbird seat. There too, and as Elkington said, as you get older, the money becomes a little bit more important because maybe you've spent more than you should have.
Yeah, you think?
And you're kind of going, it'd be nice to have $10 million right about now. So,
by the way, for all the LIV Golf crew that may be listening to this show, we will see you in Miami, and we are going to be, well, I won't say any more, but anyway, we'll see. We'll see what happens down there.
Good. Good, good. Okay. Well, we're done. We're finished. We're out of time. We do appreciate everybody for listening to us, as always, here at Golf Talk America. And we thank Art Sellinger. Again, check him out, Sellinger's Power Golf. Go to their website. Google him, Sellinger's Power Golf. If you're ever in the Dallas area, great place to go to get your new clubs made or repairs or anything on any of your clubs that you need. Art is a genius, and his people are geniuses at all of that. Thanks to Invited and PXG and all of our other sponsors. We love each and every one of you. For Frank Bassett, I'm Tim Matthews. We appreciate your time, and remember to join us next time right here on Golf Talk America.